Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Are more WWE releases coming soon? Plus, an AEW star says they were blocked from going there, and a retired WWE title is coming back. For Monday, May the 24th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. This past week, WWE had another round of releases, and we saw Alexander Wolfe, Vanessa Bourne, Jesse Mandouk, Kavita Devi, Skylar Story, and Ezra George, alongside referees Drake Watts and Jay Lemons, being released from their WWE contracts. The name also amongst those was Velveteen Dream, who we spoke heavily about last week. This doesn't seem like it's going to be the end of WWE releases. We understand this morning from Andrew Zarian of the Matt Men podcast that more releases are on the way. Zarian saying, quote, "I heard there is maybe some more to come, some NXT UK talent." We have seen a bit of an influx of new stars to NXT UK. Whether or not this is part of a system where new stars are coming in as new stars are heading out, at this point we do not know, but it seems like there may be some more names to be released that we'll be talking about, unfortunately, on the news as the week goes on. One of those names that was let go last week was Alexander Wolfe, former member of Sanity and more recently Imperium. On NXT this past Tuesday, we saw Alexander Wolfe getting kicked out of Imperium in quite dramatic fashion. So I asked him whether the release came as a shock.
I thought the story would continue. That I thought, like, okay, there's like, we talked about it, like, we've just been very excited about, because we could work again against each other in the ring, so we could, like, you know, tear the house down with just beating us up, you know. But in the end, it was kind of like, okay, so now I'm out of Imperium, so probably they want to have Sanity 2.0, but without EY. Let's see how that works out. And so almost like just being ready just to, you know, alternate my Sanity gear and just get some new stuff done and blah, 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 which luckily I didn't. And then that happens. And I thought, like, yeah, why not? And also another situation was like, when we talked to, maybe, you know, that was something. Like, we had like some little stuff in there all the weeks that I always step in front because I believe I'm now the leader. And now just, you know, it's kind of like when Walter is not there. So now, like, we three kind of like not working as together as the four guy or four person unit. So, you know, so some little details in there. And in the end was kind of like, okay, so now I'm kicked out. So basically going together with Killian again, or staying in Imperium and then have this little fight between us, and then Walter comes and just, you know, clears our heads with just don't stay together, stay strong, whatever. But in the end, it's just, you know, I'm happy how they did it, because it wasn't something like, hey, he's gone, that's it, no explanation. And I'm also happy that also I had my last match NXT against Killian Dane, and that my two friends of Imperium could give me the farewell.
You'll hear more from Alexander Wolfe, now known as the Axeman Axel Tischer, on a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps this Wednesday.
I'm from Brazil, Rio de Janeiro. I was born, like, in the favelas. And honestly, nobody believed that I could make it. And guess what? I did. I'm here. I have been working my ass off for over 14 years in judo, jiu-jitsu, training Muay Thai, and almost 4 years in wrestling. This is my chance, and I'm not wasting it. I promise you, I'm not wasting it.
Tae Conti has really been doing some excellent work since arriving in AEW, and she was on the Unrestricted podcast with them just the other day talking about how all of the stuff that she's doing now could have happened much, much sooner had it not been for WWE. So Conti on the Unrestricted podcast said, "I was asking for my release for a couple of months. I was so unhappy there that I didn't have any plans. We were having a bunch of meetings and I was like, nope, I'm just done. Please let me go. So at the last one, they told me, no, you're not going. They said, no, you're not going to go to AEW. We put a lot of money on you. You are a star. I'm like, yes, you guys don't use me here. So I got to go somewhere. But it's not there. I know nobody there. I have no plans to go to AEW. So WWE were quite concerned that Tae Conti would, even before she left, jump to AEW. She goes on to say that they ended up coming to a compromise. Even so, it was not long after that that she was released from her WWE contract anyway, as part of those cuts at the start of the pandemic. She turned up in AEW anyway. But it is funny how you wonder how many other conversations have gone down like that, where talent have been told, you're not going to jump to AEW, we're going to keep you here.
The news broke earlier today that starting in July, the WWE will be leaving the Thunderdome and returning back to the road, back where we belong, back to you.
Woo! On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
An update on WWE's return to touring from PW Insider. They reveal that the WWE talent weren't given a heads up on the announcement, which explains Xavier Woods' tweet when the tour dates were revealed. He was like, thanks for telling me. Thanks for the heads up. They were told, the talent, according to PW Insider, that there was a return to the road forthcoming. They didn't know the exact details or the dates. The company kept plans on a need-to-know basis in order to avoid leaks. And as well with the moving beast that is the COVID-19 pandemic, it could have chopped and changed at any point. But they kept it very much close to their chests until the announcement was made on SmackDown this past Friday. Now, the expectation is that most of the events on WWE's touring schedule are going to take place in markets that have started to relax COVID-19 regulations. Florida, obviously, all around the Southwest, possibly the most likely areas. Pennsylvania and Iowa have also been mentioned, but it wouldn't surprise me if they keep it around sort of the South for the time being, and to the Southwest until everything else starts to get back to normal there. Also, there were some discussions of John Cena returning to WWE as the live shows were getting back up and running. You can hear more about that on the Cultaholic News video with Sam Driver and Mitch Wadden from over the weekend. It's at youtube.com/cultaholic.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend.
But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
We have an update on Will Ospreay, who last week it was revealed had suffered an injury, consequently was vacating the IWGP Championship. Revolution Pro Wrestling have responded to a question about Will Ospreay's well-being, asking if his neck injury will affect the Rev Pro Undisputed British Heavyweight title that he currently is in possession of. And Rev Pro have said, "Too early to say. Our situation is very different to New Japan's. No immediate changes need to be made, as we hadn't factored any title defenses for our first shows back. But time will tell. We've spoken to Will, and he will likely address the situation in person at one of our first shows back." A Stone Cold Steve Austin lawsuit continues. So the Stone Cold LLC, which is a company headed by NFL player Chris Jones, released a soda line called Stone Cold Jones last year. WWE filed an official complaint back in September, claiming that the name infringed on Stone Cold Steve Austin. As reported by Heel by Nature, WWE has indeed confirmed that the two parties are still in talks to get a settlement on the matter. The company, Stone Cold LLC, has requested another extension. This makes it the fifth one so far. WWE have said the parties are actively engaged in negotiations for the settlement of this matter. World Wrestling Entertainment Inc. requests that this proceeding be suspended for 60 days to allow the parties to continue their settlement efforts. Former WWE Cruiserweight Champion Enzo Amore. Now, Enzo sent a thank you message to fans on Sunday. He was knocked unconscious during an indie event on Saturday night. He was facing Ivan Warsaw in Dallas for SWE. He took a DDT on the floor and it knocked him completely out. He ended up getting stretchered and taken to a local hospital. Enzo and the promotion, they haven't given any update in terms of his health, but Enzo did tweet out gratitude for people reaching out with concern. We hope that everything is all right with Enzo. Not a nice scene for those at SWE to see him getting stretchered out and taken away like that. So we wish for a full and speedy recovery. The artist formerly known as Mojo Rawley, Dean Mutardi, put out a tweet over the weekend saying, 10 days until you get me, the real me, the version of me I've been ready to share with you all for a decade. Hashtag start the countdown. Big plans for the artist formerly known as Mojo Rawley. Hopefully one of those plans include a conversation with Adam Pacitti. Hashtag get Mojo Rawley to Adam Pacitti. A WWE Hall of Famer is getting close to getting back in the ring, and he is looking better than ever. So Mark Henry said months ago that he wanted to slim down and with aspirations of one more match. He'd lost 80 pounds since his last match in 2018. He tweeted over the weekend, 20 pounds to go, which seems to imply there's a weight goal that he's hoping to hit. And check out his picture on his official Twitter. He is looking hot to trot, is Mark Henry. Somebody is going to get their ass kicked.
I'm here! I'm here! The Million Dollar Man is here. And I want my belt. I want to see my Million Dollar Belt. Where's Terry Betteridge? I want to see the Million Dollar Belt, and I want to see it right now. Show it to me, show it to me. I want to see it now. I want to see it now.
Mr. DiBiase, finally we have a creation worthy of the Million Dollar Man. It's our finest creation. There's months of work here.
Let me see it. Let me see it. It's mine. It's mine. The most magnificent belt ever created. And it's mine. Finally. Finally, a possession worthy of the Million Dollar Man. A possession to go around the most magnificent waist in the entire wrestling world. And it's mine. Finally, something that will show the entire wrestling world just how truly great I really am.
Money, 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 money.
everybody's gonna pay. 'Cause the million dollar man always gets his way.
Ted DiBiase having the Million Dollar Championship custom made for him back in the 80s. And that is a title belt that we could see back on WWE TV tomorrow. Andrew Zarian, who was the first guy to report that NXT was moving to Tuesday nights, he's broken many other news stories as well lately on the Matt Men podcast. He's revealed that Ted DiBiase is bringing back the Million Dollar title. It's part of a storyline with Cameron Grimes. They're set to have this Million Dollar face-off tomorrow night on NXT. And according to Zarian, part of that setup is going to see a return of the Million Dollar Championship. Zarian says, I don't know for how long, but they're going to have it on TV. People are very excited within WWE about the Million Dollar Belt. I think Cameron Grimes as a modern day Million Dollar Champion is something I can 100% get behind. We'll find out what happens tomorrow night, won't we? Speaking of championships, how well do you know the WWE title? Find out by taking our brand new quiz at cultaholic.com. Twitch.tv/cultaholic tonight. It is Monday Fun Day with our boy Andrew. What's he doing? Goodness knows. He's bought that new little musical instrument thing that looks like a note. I'm hoping he'll just play out some tunes on that. I can't explain it over audio, but he's got a new thing. Do check it out. It's ace. On the podcast feed, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps dropped yesterday with YouTube Pokemon Master Ace Trainer Liam. We chatted for about 3 hours about the YouTube malarkey, about his love of Pokemon, about how a near-death experience had him discover Pokemon once again, and mental health. And of course, in amongst all of that, we talk about the three wrestling matches that Ace Trainer Liam would watch while stranded on a desert island. You also heard a little bit of it earlier on today in this podcast, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps this Wednesday featuring the artist formerly known as Alexander Wolf, the Axeman Axel Tischer. He is in the process of moving out of Florida and heading back home to Germany, but he took time to pull up in his car in a lovely parking spot overlooking the lake and have a chat with me about some of his favourite moments in his career and three wrestling matches that he would watch while stranded on a desert island. Also this week on the podcast feed, Full Service resumes. It's been a bit up and down for the last 3 or 4 weeks because I was off last week. We had a few random days off in the middle of the week before. So brand new episode of the Classic Raw review from tomorrow. Ding. Classic SmackDown review back on Saturday with Matthew Gregg as well. All back to normal on your podcast feed throughout this week. Actually, on the mention of the Classic Raw review, can I wish a happy birthday for yesterday to Photoshop John Eiley. If you listen to the Classic Raw review podcast or the Classic SmackDown review podcast, John Eiley is the guy that brings those weird flights of fancy that we go on to life. And he is such an important part of that silliness. And I'm sad that John and I were meant to catch up yesterday. We didn't get a chance to. We're going to be catching up tomorrow. And I want to just say to John, a very happy birthday. You are a scholar and a gentleman. Do take time to wish at John Eiley a happy birthday from all of us here at Cultaholic. And on the YouTube channel right now, we've been talking about Ted DiBiase. Check out the true story of Ted DiBiase's unusual title history. There's been some weird relationships between Ted DiBiase and gold, which we'll go into on the YouTube channel, along with 10 scary wrestlers who were anything but scary. Giant Gonzalez, did he strike fear into your heart or laughter into your face? YouTube.com/cultaholic to check out that, as well as many more of our lists, our ranked, our tiered lists, and wrestling news throughout the week as well. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Goodbye. For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.